This is Ozarks at Large. April is not traditionally a big month for movies, music, or television. Expected Oscar contenders are generally months away from release. Even the action summer blockbusters haven't made it out yet. Nor is it sweeps month for TV. But Wayne Bell, who writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com, says there are some interesting entertainment choices coming up. Today, for example, the music industry is hoping for a much-needed sales surge when former teen sensation Britney Spears releases her latest CD. And the Natalie Portman Oscar-winning turn in Black Swan is also available on DVD. Wayne says throughout April, if you look hard enough, there are some options worth at least knowing about.
This is normally a pretty thin period of the year, but we've got some interesting DVDs and music box sets and a few films of note. Coming on April 3rd, The Kennedys finally gets its air date with Katie Holmes and Greg Kinnear in the lead roles, Tom Wilkinson. If you remember, this is the miniseries that the History Channel pulled after some members of the Kennedy clan said, Maria Shriver included, said, don't run this. So the Reels Channel, a little scene network, is actually going to pick this up.
I'm sorry, the what channel?
The Reels Channel,
R-E-E-L-Z. Oh, Z.
Mm. Yeah. And then if we go to later in the month, coming out on the 5th is Tina Fey's new book, Bossy Pants, which is her widely anticipated, you know, book, and so that should be interesting. And then on the 6th, your favorite, Top Chef Masters, starts again on Bravo. I know you love Top Chef.
I do, though I have never watched the Masters.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
Padma's
not involved with that, I think.
That's why you're not watching it. Well, it's the version that includes people who are already well-skilled as chefs, so that should be interesting, and that's a big show for Bravo.
And I like Top Chef because it's a reality show that actually awards talent and creativity. And
yeah, I mean, in a time when there's not a lot of shows doing that. So,
and when does that start?
That starts on the 6th. On the 8th, we have the Arthur remake with Russell Brand and Helen Mirren. That could be interesting. I mean, part of me thinks it could be really bad, but then part of me thinks, why would Helen Mirren do it? Unless it's just for the money. I don't know.
I'm interested.
Yeah.
I remember when the first one came out.
And Dudley Moore was nominated for an Oscar. And who was the butler? Gielgud?
Sir John Gielgud.
Won an Oscar for that. So they've changed it up a little bit. They have Helen Mirren in that role this time. And so it could be interesting. On the 12th, we have the second season of the current Emmy winner for Best Reality Show, which is Jamie Oliver's Food Revolution, which I really enjoyed last year. Last year, he went into the public school system and tried to change their food, their diets for the students. And that was actually an interesting project because he hit resistance at every step of the way, even from the state government. It's a really fascinating series, and this time I think he's going into the Los Angeles public school system, so trying to help with the obesity problem with students in high school and junior high school. So that starts on the 12th. That's on ABC, and that's actually a really good show.
That's on ABC.
That's on
Network
ABC.
Network proper. Okay.
Yeah, Network, shockingly.
Wow, yeah.
Also on the 12th, we have the Foo Fighters. They have a CD coming out, Wasting Light, and Alison Krauss and Union Station finally, after 5 years, have Paper Airplane, their CD, which we talked about, the single, the lead off a few weeks
ago.
Which
is great.
It's a great single. And so this is their return. On the 26th, NBC is going to launch its competition to American Idol entitled The Voice. It's got a ton of press.
Now, I would normally see this as just derivative and not be interested at all. Except,
I have no interest in it. And then I heard the premise.
And one of the people involved is CeeLo.
Well, they have CeeLo Green, Christina Aguilera. But the premise of the show is that those four judges are voting similar to American Idol. But the singer, the judges are, their backs are turned to the singer. And then finally, at the end of the month, on the 29th, I know that you have already requested the day off from your wife and the dogs so that you can patiently sit by the television and watch the royal wedding. And I saw on the Today Show this morning, they have an app. so you can follow what William and Kate are doing all month long.
You know, I guess I'm just amazed that a royal wedding still commands this kind of across-the-board attention.
It's shocking. I mean, I can't believe how much press attention this has got. But, you know, Diana was so beloved, and she was really a press figure for her life, so...
And there are worse things to watch, certainly.
Sure, sure. Yeah. There's plenty on TV right now that's worse than that. So, April, slim month for picks, but there are some things to look forward to.
Wayne Bell writes the column Culture Club for Fayetteville.com. He also adds that April 19th is worth circling on your calendar. Two movies with Oscar ties, The King's Speech and Rabbit Hole, will be released on DVD on the 19th. Also that day, a box set of Rolling Stones material from 1971 through 2007 will be available. This is Ozarks at Large.